Today, we will be drinking coffee with your host and partner in conversation, Mupina. Today's episode is going to be all about identifying your worth. Because as you move into your career, it is very possible that the systems in place today will challenge that. And that be whether you're starting a job or you're in the process of launching your own business. I'm really excited about this episode because we're going to dive deep into understanding what self-worth really means, especially with the way that society's defined it for us. I think it's really important for us to unlearn all of that. And then we're going to talk about how our self-worth is related to our careers, and we're going to go through the lens of how I was able to identify my worth, which actually had a lot to do with how I brought this podcast to life. And then I'm going to give you guys some tips as how you can actually understand and identify your worth, despite some of the challenges that we have in place today. So like any beginning, let's start with an introduction. Hi everyone, I'm Mubina, founder and host of Coffee With Her. I recently graduated with a dual degree in mechatronics and biomedical engineering. And in my life, I've had some really interesting experiences, which have gotten me to question a lot of things. And so here I am today, questioning the concept of self-worth. So what is self-worth? What's your net worth? How many degrees do you have? Did you graduate from university? Now think about what would happen if one of those things were taken away from you. How would your self-worth change? You know what I realized? When I was either talking to professors or mentors or people from industry, I noticed that people associate self-worth with some sort of an external validator, for example, money. But self-worth actually has nothing to do with these things. It's completely independent of these things. Self-worth is more about self-validation, self-respect, and self-awareness. For example, are you someone who can stay true to yourself, or do you constantly work to please the people around you while suppressing your own goals and desires? I want to share a story of when I embodied high self-worth, but it was actually perceived very negatively among society. So I had this really great idea about starting this podcast, and I was super excited to get it off the ground, and I wanted to get some of my professional network involved. So I initially reached out to these two individuals who were really interested in getting involved, but it turns out that they actually wanted to invest in this podcast. So what was a conversation ended up turning into a pitch. And by the end of the pitch, they say they have two problems with this. They say they don't like the fact that I associated a business model with it, and they want me to shift the scope of the podcast. So in essence, what they wanted me to do was host a podcast, completely scrap my vision, and use their vision instead. And immediately, I say no. You know, I was like, thank you for your time. It looks like our visions aren't aligned. But I'm happy to stay connected if you're interested in speaking on it. And then a while later, I share my story with one of my mentors in industry. And by the end of the story, she says, well, it's not just your way or the highway. And you know, that's when I really understood that society doesn't like it when you know what you want. They want you to be blind, you know? They want you to play the underdog, or they don't want you to know who you really are, or what you're really capable of. And you know, the funny thing is, that's the kind of behavior that's rewarded in society currently. So what happens is that you end up trading your self-worth for some sort of an attachment to society. And the sad part about it is that when you constantly engage in these people-pleasing behaviors, you forget who you are. You know, 20 years down the line, you look back and you go, oh, I actually did this thing for this one person. And then I did this other thing because I wanted this other person to like me. And when did I actually sit down and think about what I'm going to do for myself? And at that point, you realize that you've lost your authenticity because you've constantly been treating yourself to some sort of an empty attachment to society. And you haven't actually taken the time to prioritize your own goals or your own desires. So now let's identify some examples in place today that really work to challenge our self-worth and keep us in this low self-worth state. I've been reading a lot of articles recently about how Gen Z is perceived in the corporate industry, and I realized that they don't really have a good reputation. Something that really struck me was how people who want to become social media influencers are considered to be lazy. So if you're a social media influencer, instead of having a 9-to-5 job, you're considered to have a lazy girl job. And my question is, why is it so necessary for us to shame them? Why is it so bad to put yourself out there, you know? And if we just think about this, imagine you're somebody who wants to become a social media influencer, and then you come across one of these articles. What are some things that are going to go through your head? You're probably going to say something like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't become a social media influencer because society doesn't want me to do that. Or they just don't like prioritize that. They want me to get a 9-to-5 job. So what happens is that you end up putting your goals and your desires on the back burner. But here's something to keep in mind. Let's remember that the people writing these articles are the ones that are trying to market these 9-to-5 jobs. And so if we know that it's used as a marketing strategy, it could really help to alleviate some of the stress and allow us to continue on our own journey to achieve our own goals. Another example I want to talk about is the whole paradigm of job seeking. So the typical process is that you find a job you want, you either apply to it online or you email a recruiter. And then you're told that you have to constantly email the recruiter and check in to show them that you really, really want this job. But psychologically, this could make you feel like you're unworthy of the job, or it puts you in a position where you're feeling like you're begging for the job and you're really desperate for it, right? Which really shows how the whole idea of everybody needing a source of income to survive is being exploited by these paradigms. Because we all know that everybody needs money to survive, and these recruiters know that too, but here they are taking advantage of that and making it really hard for us to get these jobs. They want us to beg for them so that we're constantly playing the underdogs. So now let's talk about how we can actually identify or measure our self-worth. There's three things. Number one, it's important for us to understand that our self-worth is actually governed by our subconscious beliefs, and those subconscious beliefs are projected in our external environments. So think about your external environment and analyze what space you're in. And is there something that you're unsettled with? And if so, ask yourself, what is the limiting belief that has been programmed in my mind, either through society or just modeled examples throughout my life? Number two, ask yourself, how often do you say no to things that you don't actually want? So in my example, where I had the option to work with these two investors, if I was somebody who I was once upon a time, where I was always playing the underdog, I had low self-worth, I would have probably thought about this, you know? I would have probably thought about working with these investors, or I might have even just said yes in the moment. But because I've practiced having an organic high self-worth, I was really able to choose myself and my own desires over these empty attachments. And number three, excuses. Ask yourself how many times you use the word should, for example. Because the word should is actually just the word could with shame over it. So here's an example. Let's think about these three things as we walk through a paradigm that's heavily marketed in our society today. It goes something like this. You go to school and then you graduate. And then you get a 9-to-5 job, and then you work this 9-to-5 job for X amount of years, and then you retire, and then that's it. So during that process, how many times do you say no? How many times do you just go with the flow and suppress your own real desires? It's something that we really need to think about, right? So let's think about it. And perhaps in the future, we can create a paradigm where authentic self-worth is valued. Well, that's all for today. So until next time. This program is meant for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to replace any educational programs or represent a professional coaching program. All examples provided by the author and speaker are purely anecdotal and are not meant to represent any institutions or companies in affiliation with the creator.